Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as I appreciate it. And I thank the Lord for the broadcast and the daily bread, as it's very much needed and good food for the soul. Good edifying and encouraging preaching, Brother Rice. Always preach with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. Just keep on preaching, as the saints do need you. And may the Lord help the saints to hold fast for this faith and strive to enter that straight and narrow gate. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come with my prayer. And bless you and all the saints everywhere. And Maranatha.
I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound. In your name, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We would worship you in spirit and in truth this hour. We would give you the glory, do your name. Help me to speak honestly, openly, in truth and love and compassion and purity for perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, and for the glory of God. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I've written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Psalms 32, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night, thy hand was heavy upon me. Thy hand was heavy upon me. Thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. There it is again. In a time when thou mayest be found. Now go ahead and put some wisdom with that. Surely in the flood of great waters, they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eyes. with mine eyes. Be not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle. Don't be like that, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the morning and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Glory, glory. And Nathaniel said unto him, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Because Nazareth said, come and see. Oh, this Jesus I found. Well, Nathaniel said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said, come and see. Jesus saw Nathaniel coming to him and saith unto him, behold an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Can that be said of a man? Well, Jesus said it of this man. Thank you, Lord. For I'm the least of the apostles. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 9. I'm the least of the apostles. I'm the chief of sinners. Paul said them both. I just put them together. Right here he's saying I'm the least. But in another place, he said, I'm the chief sinners. He said, sinners of whom I am chief. But he maintains that he's the least of the apostles. This is by the grace of God. He goes on to say, I'm the least because I persecuted the church of God. And he did. Imagine God calling him. He could have chose somebody like us, huh? Yeah, he said, I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. Again, there's instruction. There's instruction. What's the instruction? Well, grace can be bestowed upon us, but in vain. He said, but the grace of God that was bestowed upon me was not in vain. And because it wasn't in vain, I labored more abundantly. I labored more abundantly. Now, people like to say, well, grace, once you get grace, you don't labor. Once you get grace, you don't work. That's not how it's written. He said, but by the grace of God, I labored. Huh? I labored in the pulpit. I labored in the prayer house. I labored by my neighbor's side. Labored. By the grace of God. I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, he qualifies it, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. So that lets us know that work is involved, but it's not your work. But there is work, and it's righteous work, and it's work that God accepts. It's the only work. Now, men, they love to do work, but not they don't like to let grace work. And this is the only work that God accepts. This is his work. Y'all know grace is the work of God? You know what? We can labor more abundantly by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amazing grace, huh? Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. It is amazing. It's amazing that he saved us, huh? We ought to believe it, though. It's amazing that we can. But we're by the grace of God, we can believe that he's washed us white as snow. Hallelujah. Well, we've been to Jesus for the cleansing power. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, some say, thank you, Pastor Rice, for your labor of love. Thank you for this. Now, I understand they are recognizing grace working. That's how I receive it. Now, I know there's a propensity or a tendency for men. Oh, look, not talking about me. It's the grace of God that's working in me. So I take it that way. And likewise, when you disdain it or turn your nose up at it. I still say it's still the grace of God working in me. Y'all see what I'm saying? Now some say, oh, I discern that. I receive that. I appreciate it. And some response is, well, I despise that. That's against me. That is still, I'm working it. Come on. So, Jesus said something and he said, does this offend you? And some it did. Us, the disciples, would come back and say, Jesus, you know this saying that you said that it offended the Pharisee? Huh? He said, leave them alone. Huh? When the blind lead the blind, they both fall into the ditch. And every plant that my Heavenly Father has not planted will be plucked up. So, I'm on the witness stand. Some don't believe it, but so are you. So I'm speaking openly, honestly. I do it every day. So does God. But most likely, more often than not, I'm not believed and God's not believed. More often than not. So it brings me to this word, frustration. Now, if grace can be frustrated, well, so can I. Let me come with a definition and we'll try to work it in a little bit. Hallelujah. State of feeling annoyed or discouraged because of obstacles, delays, or unmet expectations preventing you from achieving your goals. That causes you to be frustrated. All right. Now, as a verb, frustrate, that's when we are the obstacle. And we prevent progress or the accomplishment of, okay, as a verb. So if we frustrate, then we are the obstacle because we won't let what's supposed to happen, what's expected to happen, happens. So we frustrate. And of course we can because it's in the book. You mean we can prevent God's grace from working? It says so. Frustrate is not letting God's grace work. It's preventing it to do what it's supposed to do. So, you know, if we can frustrate grace, we can frustrate anything. Probably frustrate Bakia. People that clean up and there's always a mess, sometimes they get frustrated. And don't they see how much I labor and do this? Or anything that you try to accomplish and all the things that work against it can make for frustration. And discouragement and whatever. So we all know what frustration is. And that's why God made it so. So that when we understand what frustration is, when God talks about it, we ought to understand. But because we don't, we frustrate God. See? God said, man, them people get frustrated. Why don't they know how it is when I get frustrated? But we don't. And that frustrates God. We're not concerned about that. As much as about our own frustration. Frustration, disappointedly unsuccessful. Just didn't get the job done. And that's what happened when we frustrate grace. It just does not get the job done. And God said, my God, I give them my abounding grace, amazing grace, and they frustrated. We don't look at it like that. Because we're more concerned about our frustrations, our disappointment, our anything. All we love God, but all we think about is us. Well, God's frustrated. He said, I've put my love in their hearts. That they may love like I love. And they keep loving like men. I'm frustrated. I got called on the carpet yesterday. I'm laying on my couch. Usher Rice, can you come down here? So I went down and Charlene was venting her anger. They didn't bring me nothing to eat over here. Here I am laid up. Nobody even thought about whatever. I'm angry. Kevin ran out. I had to stay. Yeah, she slammed me hard. You too. I was just there to take up the slack for y'all. I said, my God, Charlene, you got a radio here. Why didn't you say, hey, can somebody bring me? That's not the way I want. Well, I see. I see. Praise the Lord. Now, see, I'm getting in trouble, you know. I do it when I do it about you. If I tell the truth about somebody else, you all have no problem. And, of course, when I tell it about somebody else, I'm telling it about you, but you really don't believe it. So if I call your name, then you get upset. But I tell you all the time, I'm talking about you. Otherwise, I wouldn't say it. I'd go over and preach to Charlene, leave y'all alone. But since we don't receive it for ourselves, then God's frustrated. He said, and then the two were talking, and well, you know, we can't expect that people are like we are. Well, people are like you are. And there's been times you should have helped Charlene and you didn't help. Y'all don't know that? That's why God make us like this. Nobody's ever been there? A time that you should have stepped in to help, but you didn't? Well, we're all like that then. But the conversation I was in, well, we can't expect that everybody's like us. Well, see, now I'm redressing that, but I still let her chew me out. Y'all, see, y'all getting angry at me. I let you chew me out, too. Larry comes down to the woodpile and chews me out, but still, I respond in righteousness. She was hotter than a firecracker. Y'all know how them little short people get. And, of course, I could have compassion on about her frustration, but my God, I said, come on, Charlene, something you could have done. We're just human and we're frail. I don't care who you are, there's things that you drop, things that you forget. Y'all don't know that? Well, Charlene forgot that. I was there. The way she was talking to me, she forgot that. And the whole conversation, she did forgive us, though. But she forgot that, you know, she's of the same stock. Now, y'all know I'm talking about you, right? If you don't, you're going to be frustrated. You're going to be angry with me. Yeah, what came to my mind is, why didn't you just pick up your little radio and say, hey, can somebody bring me something to eat over here? All I want is a glass of milk. Can somebody help? That's what I would have done. Or else I would have came over and got it myself. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Of course, see, I always do this. Whatever situation I encounter, somehow I'm going to, or the Holy Ghost will address. Well, what some people think is that I put everybody's business in the street. But what's the word? Discretion. Yeah, I mean, we shouldn't be excited because I say we're all sinners and we're all alike. But depending on how I say it, huh? See? Praise the Lord. But I use situations that happen because that's what's going on. If Charlene called me over there, then is that not what's going on? Well, does it have spiritual implications to it? Am I dishonoring Charlene by what I'm doing? Well, what about if I do it concerning you? Not 100%. See? Not 100%. You know, every time God talks, since you belong to him, he's talking to you. Well, at least in theory. In theory, I mean, it's just in the head. We're still proving it out. We still have reservations. It might not hold up. That's what a theory is. Theory is not something that's proven, tried. Theory is something that we're holding on to, but we have reservations. You know, it might not work. That's what a theory is. And that's how we do things concerning God, mostly theoretically. That's not any good. He knows the difference. We can't be saved theoretically. Absolutely not. No. Mm-mm. And God's not proving us theoretically. Amen. We're actually being tried. Hallelujah. And of course, God does a perfect job. Yeah, he's not slack. He's not like human. He don't forget things. He don't let anything fall through the cracks. He check everything out. Huh? Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, hopefully this will be received as love. And you see the reason I pray the way that I pray. Because what I do is actually pouring out of the heart, giving myself to God, and then folk receive it as me being malicious. And so what can I? But otherwise it wouldn't help you. If I concoct something to say to y'all or endeavor to say something so you wouldn't get angry with me or something that you like, then I wouldn't help you, I wouldn't help me, and I wouldn't glorify God. And I'm not going to do it. As far as God give me grace. So if you expect me to do it, you'll be frustrated. Am I talking good? I mean, you won't get it accomplished. I'm not going to be long. Praise the Lord. And this is the only way that we can be edified. When somebody's willing to, give of themselves and not think of, the cost to them. Because if you tell the truth, there's a cost.
Yes.
Sure there is.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, the truth.
Yes.
It cost him.
Yes.
And since we're the body, it cost us. On the other hand, it does make us free.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. So as we believe God, trust God, we must do that. Because he's righteous, he's true. Now, if God is a liar, we don't have to believe him. If he's unfaithful, then we don't have to trust him. But we do it anyway. See? Well, that's why God's frustrated. Y'all don't understand that? I've given them my spirit, put my laws in their hearts, written them in their minds. I didn't spare my own son. How long ere you believe me? Oh, that was concerning those in the wilderness. Yes, and you too.
Yes, Lord.
It takes a while to, some of us still haven't come into that knowledge. When I first was saved, started reading the Bible, well, a lot of it, I didn't pay much attention to it, even the preaching, because I considered this was talking about them folk way back in the Old Testament. And in my heart, I would say, why do they do that? Ungrateful folk. Stiff-necked, hard-hearted. But, I didn't realize it was me. It took a while for that. And I'm still coming into the perfection of it. Yeah, I didn't take, much stock to a lot of parts of the Bible. I figured it wasn't about me. Well, that's still a problem, when we don't understand that the truth is about us. Huh? We won't give an ear to it. We'll find something else to do when it's being told. Huh? Here we are again. We don't have 100% here. See what I mean? This is just the truth. I tell it. I can't do anything else. And I don't be concerned about it. Once I do what I do, then I'm done. I speak the truth in Christ and I lie not. Cry loud, spare not. Lift up my voice like a trumpet. Show God's people their transgression, the house of Jacob their sin. I'm like all the other messengers of God. All they can do is tell the message. That's all Ezekiel could do. But at least Ezekiel knew the outcome. So I guess he wasn't too frustrated because it happened just like God said. He said, you go to these people and you talk to them, but they ain't going to hear you. They're stiff-necked, they're hard-hearted, they're impudent. They will not hear you. But hey, son of man, you go talk to them anyway. It's a picture of God's people.
Yes.
That's us.
Yes.
There's a remedy, though.
Yes.
That's why it's written.
Yes.
These examples are so that we don't do the same thing.
Yes.
Not that we're locked in to do them.
Amen.
No, it's so that we don't err in the same way. after the same example, that we don't murmur. Of course, murmuring is not on our list of priorities to combat, is it? No. No. We'd have trouble. That would frustrate our worrying about her, her sins. You know that. It'd get in my way of me accomplishing what I want to do. I want to show Neil how wicked he is.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Well, the Holy Ghost will do it.
Yes.
You don't have to just, he'll do it for you.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? Well, what do men do concerning the Holy Ghost? They resist him. They resist it. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
But God told Ezekiel, I'm going to make your head harder. So the Holy Ghost is going to be able to withstand our resistance. We are that are to be saved. We do resist now. But it's God's grace that the Holy Ghost overcome our resistance. But let's not say, oh, I don't resist. That's Pastor Rice. Well, Pastor Rice do resist.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. But God is greater.
Yes.
Tell me, Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Well, do you think this is going to fix it? It's going to accomplish what God determined to accomplish.
Amen.
You know what? I spoke specifically about Kevin finding something to do while we, you know, it's still the same. See? Are you frustrated? Absolutely not. I think God's accomplishing what he wants to accomplish.
Sure.
And I'm doing what I believe God wants me to do. But this is only so that we could see ourselves. If the only one we see is Kevin, then God's frustrated. See? And what we have to do is, you know, apply ourselves so that we don't just look at Kevin.
Amen.
We say, oh, my God, can you help me, Lord?
Yes, Lord.
Grace will do that.
Yes, Lord.
But if we're frustrated, then it won't do it.
Amen.
We'll just say, hey, Kevin, he's brother.
Amen.
He's it. Pastor Rice, you know, and he still won't move. Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
I'll be done shortly. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, it is key that we trust God, believe God. And with any bearer of truth, don't get distracted by the bearer or the messenger. The Bible speaks of the difference between John the Baptist and Jesus, but they didn't receive either, you know. Yeah, Jesus was a little more gentler. Of course, at times he could get stern. But I don't think John was gentle. No, spirit of Elijah. But same. So they couldn't make excuse. So they found something else to say about Jesus. Well, he's a wine bibber. He's a glutton. You know, they just didn't love the truth. That's how it is when we find excuses. Huh? Yeah, Pastor Rice told the truth, but, you know, I think he said it in meanness. Hallelujah. Well, I've got another testimony. Diane Johnson said, I preach with the love and joy. Well, that's not meanness. Of course, it's not always received that way, is it? That's not my part. Not my part. Not my part. So the frustration of God, he's the truth. He's all that's good and perfect. And he's given everything. And men, they are selfish, ungrateful, unthankful. Yes. Untrusting. And they think nothing of it. We can please God. That's why he created us.
Yes.
For his pleasure.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
But we'll need faith to do it.
Yes.
So lo and behold, he said, here.
Yes,
here's your faith now.
Yes,
now you please me.
Hallelujah.
Now men like to boast about how much faith they have in this, but they don't talk about pleasing God.
Amen.
If you boast about how much faith you have, well, you probably won't please God.
Amen.
If you please God, you'll boast about how much faith you have.
Amen.
And God will be pleased.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, God's pleased when we always give him the glory.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
When we'd rather be, you know, heard and not seen. It is God that's doing the work, whatever it is. In every way that we can acknowledge that as much as we can,
amen,
we'll please God.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians, let me see. We then as workers together with him, workers together with God. We talk about it all the time. God does the work, but he uses you. He uses me. But it's him that's doing the work. As much as we give God the credit, we're fine. When we take any of it, even a little bit, then God's not honored. He's not pleased. We then as workers together beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he said, I've heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Given no offense in anything that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God. In much patience, in affliction, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fasting, by pureness, by knowledge, by long suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. This is all the life of a minister. And here we are, ministers. That means we represent Jesus Christ. We're in his service. We're not to serve ourselves. We transgress in that. We're not to seek our own. We transgress that. Still, there's a remedy. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I'm not going to. That Lindsay guy was on the broadcast the other day. What's it, Gordon? He was saying, now, y'all stay here and listen to me, and I'm telling y'all all this good stuff, but I mean all this terrible thing, but I'm going, you keep listening, I'll tell you how to save your household, how to save your dinner table. See? Well, why did Brother Stair put him on there? Well, because what he was saying was, had some validity to it. But him saving us out of it, no validity.
Amen.
It's like some of the pamphlets that we make available, they are have the spirit of truth. They're not letter truth. No. No. Absolutely not. Thank you, Lord. But spirit of truth. And I remember one time Brother Stair's response was, you believe everything he preached? He said, no, I believe the spirit that he preached it in. Huh? We're all sinners. We can still speak the truth. We can still do the truth. Isn't this marvelous?
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And people that love the truth, love the truth. When folk have problem with the truth, they look for the little letter that's sort of contradictory. And God is so wise. Actually, the Bible is written so that some call it ambiguous. And you can find scriptures that were seemingly ambiguous, or that God is saying two different things.
Right.
Of course, if we believe God, we know that that can't
right.
be so. Spoke to, and another place we read how Jesus spoke to him in parables. You know, and I heard Brother Stair preaching the other day, disciples saying, my God, you got all these great things to say, and all you're doing is talking in parables. Why don't you tell them all the good stuff? And he told them the answer. He said, I speak to them in parables because it's not given. And to you it is given. But unto them it's not given. Therefore I speak to them in parables. So if we don't yield to the Holy Ghost, Spirit of truth, then when we read it, it will be faithful. That's how God did it. When we read it, it will be faithful. Which means, just a little story. Nice song. Not the word of God. Thank you, Lord. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, all of us ministers are partakers of these things. We shouldn't count it strange. We shouldn't resist all these things. You know, we long to be ministers and great ministers. Well, know what goes with it. We long to be Christians. We should understand what goes with it. In other words, count the cost. Now, again, there's many things in the Bible that tells us what it costs to be a disciple. We don't fully receive it yet, you know. Because when it happens, we complain. They didn't talk right about me. They said bad things about me. Well, rejoice. Huh? Hey, they threw the car keys at me. Well, rejoice. Huh? Turn the other side. Let them throw them the other way. Make sure you love them, though. Hallelujah. Because, you know, we ourselves have thrown the car keys, too. No? Okay. Boy, you sure preach silly. Thank you, Lord. Well, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. We're just sinners. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. I make myself a transgressor. For I through the law am dead to the law, that I might live unto God. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Understand that. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. Huh? So reckon yourselves to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Amen. Mm. Thank you, Lord. So if we say, I'll just do this and it'll be right, I don't need any justification from God, I'll just work my little work, then of course we will frustrate the works of the law. The works of grace, I'm sorry. We will frustrate grace or what grace does. Grace, we're justified by grace through faith. If we somehow find in us anywhere that we don't need it, then of course it can't work. For grace to work, we must say, yeah, there's a need here. all of our self-righteousnesses that frustrate grace. When we do things and think they're right just because we do them, grace is frustrated, which means grace doesn't do what it's supposed to do. And you're not fixed, no matter what you do or don't do. Because actually what grace does is frustrate the works of the devil. So that the enemy can't perform his enterprise. Huh? That all of his deceitful works are null and void. This is what grace does. And when you try to do it some other way, then grace don't work. Grace don't work. It does not accomplish what it's intended to accomplish. And men love to say they don't need grace, they don't need mercy. Well, then grace can't get its work done. It's amazing, abounding, but hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm sure everyone's either seen it firsthand or heard about it. A little child is trying to get a ball, and he's running. And every time he gets close to it, his foot kicks it. Huh? Well, that's frustration, isn't it? Huh? Hallelujah. It's like the song they sang, I can't get no satisfaction. Well, without grace, we won't get any. By the works of the law, we won't be justified. Hallelujah. Being justified freely. Freely by his grace. Hallelujah. Great salvation, so rich and free. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. All that he did, laying down his life, our self-righteousness, just say, oh, that's nothing. That's what our self-righteousness, yes. Yes, it despises the price that he paid. Huh? By virtue of, I really don't need it. I got a substitute here. I know you died for my sins and rose for my justification, but look at my good work that I, you get the same thing. Well, of course, huh? Of course, God is, huh? He's not happy with that. He's not pleased. Faith don't even talk like that. No, no, that's not how faith talks. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The victory is through Jesus. We overcome evil with good. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Now, some they turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. This is in the book. Which means that, you know, because of grace, I really don't, I don't have to do anything. Which is right, but it's wrong. You have to submit so God can work. Understand? You have to submit so God can work. You, if you do it, then it's still wrong. But it is something you must do, that you submit. See what I'm saying? Now, as long as we do things, fine. But for us to submit, we don't want to do that. We frustrate grace. We frustrate grace. Yeah. We frustrate grace. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. When by faith we let him work, it's not in vain. Wherefore, my beloved, coming to the conclusion, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And right after that, it says, for it is God which worketh in you. Y'all still don't believe what I'm saying? When the word tells us to work, it says submit. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We have trouble with that. If we're going to work out our own salvation, then submit. What? To the righteousness of God. Through the faith of Christ. The righteousness of God by faith.
Amen.
Oh, but that submission is a bad word. Bad word. Yeah. In the flesh, in the carnal.
Right. Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Son of man come down, didn't think it was such a bad word. It got him to a good place. It'll get you to a good place. Hallelujah. Forsook all, it got him to a good place. Had nowhere to lay his head. Hallelujah. Didn't have no air conditioner. Didn't have no donkey. Didn't have no golf cart. Hallelujah. But he pleased God. Come on, somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. Now, of course, if some of us are liking those things, brother, we can't serve God today. Oh, too hot. Too humid in here. Hey, I don't have no golf cart. Birds of the air have nests. Foxes have holes. But the Son of Man, no place to lay his head. Well, again, that's something we receive in theory. You let us be lacking something. We have hot dog. Ain't got no mustard. Ain't no relish here. Ain't we something? Come on. I can't even provoke y'all. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. His mercy endures forever. Thank you, Lord. So I'm glad that those two are put together. Still, we act like we don't know what it means. It means our working is submitting so that God can work. Our living the life of Christ is submitting so that God can live through us. It's not our doing. If it is, it's unacceptable to God. Any work of our own hands is unacceptable to God. If it was acceptable, there would be no need for Jesus Christ. And every time we offer something that we call acceptable, then we despise the gift that God gave us. We don't see it that way because we think of ourselves, oh my God, he's doing me wrong. He's talking about me. God's loving you. With an everlasting love. I know the thoughts that I think toward you. The thoughts of peace. Not evil. That I might give you an expected end. That you're no longer children tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, that cunning craftiness of men where they lie and wait to deceive. Glory.
Glory.
Do all things without murmurings and disputing. Well, tell me where it's found, Pastor Rice, so I can do it. Okay, this is Philippians 2, verse 14. All right, so everybody's good to go now?
Hallelujah.
Huh? We're going to perform it to the letter, to the spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, amen.
That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I've not run in vain. Neither labored in vain. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Marie forgot the number of my pages this morning. Oh, but I only got a few, so. Oh, thank you, Lord. And because I tell you the truth, John 8:45, you believe me not? That's not a good response, is it? And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not? Now, believing the truth is not automatic.
Amen.
No. Well, I got the Holy Ghost, so every time, I discern the truth. Well, only as you submit and yield and grow into it.
Amen.
That's why we must yield so that we can be led. Hopefully not with the bitten bridle, but maybe we can be led by the eye. I mean, just get a hint of what God wants, and we get after it. Well, he's got a rod, too. We can be comforted by it. Huh? The scriptures. We can be comforted by the scriptures. We can find patience and hope in the scriptures. But it's still sharp. It still cuts. Yes. Come on. The word still pierces. Absolutely. Cuts in, cuts out. He's removing all that offense.
Amen.
There's much in us that offends.
Amen.
You have to get rid of it.
Amen.
And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Not a good response.
Amen.
And it says here, which of you convinceth me of sin?
Right.
And if I say the truth, why you not believe me?
Amen.
That's how I say it.
Yes, Lord.
No matter who I am and what I've done and what I do. If I tell you the truth,
amen,
why don't you believe?
Amen.
It's not because of what I've done.
Amen.
It's not because of what I
amen
do. It's because you don't want it.
Amen.
I'm not going to back up.
Good.
But
thank
what we like Jesus to do is focus on the messenger.
Thank you, Lord.
What you need to do is focus on the truth.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
How can we do this? By the grace of God.
Yes, Lord.
How can we not do it? Well, frustrate God's grace. Huh? Don't take grace and let it do what it's supposed to do. He's a teacher, you know.
Yes, Lord.
He don't teach us to rebel.
Amen.
To circumvent.
Amen.
To hate our neighbor.
Oh,
oh no.
Amen.
The grace of God.
Amen.
That bringeth salvation.
Hath
appeared to all men.
Yes,
teaching us.
Yes,
to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. To live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
What beautiful words.
If, yes, Lord.
If I say the truth, why do you not believe me?
Amen.
There's an answer.
Yes, Lord.
He that is of God heareth God's word.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
If the Spirit of God in you hear the truth.
Amen.
Spirit of God in you know the truth.
Yes,
Spirit of God in you love the truth.
Yes,
absolutely. Spirit of God in you is the truth.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And this is the truth. Let's rejoice in it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to find my scripture. I'm going to find it. Y'all wait a minute. Oh, we'll sing our song. You going to sing with us, Diane? Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God
the praise.
Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord, give God
the praise.
I was in darkness, I couldn't find my way.
Jesus
shined the light and turned it into day. Wherein he gave the victory. Praise the Lord, give God the praise. Hallelujah. Glory. It's right for y'all to get excited. Hallelujah. We don't want knowledge above that. We don't want knowledge above that. Huh? You know, something that someone did or failed to do. Don't let that be knowledge of, we ought to give God glory. We ought to give God praise. Hallelujah. We get better than we deserve. Huh? It's the truth anyway. Some say it, but we don't say it like we mean it. Huh? Praise the Lord. Y'all know we get better than we deserve. This gives glory to God. Well, when we murmur, when we complain, especially all the time, then we say, well, I deserve better than this. Nothing could be farther than the truth. That's why we don't want to give God glory. Or I deserve to be saved. Well, well, well. Well, well, well. I deserve to be saved. Really? Really? Then God is a liar. He found somebody that deserved to be saved. He couldn't save them. Absolutely not. Y'all know that? That's why most men aren't going to be saved. Just because they show up, God ought to save me. Really? God ought to kill you. Absolutely. We've committed the offense. Yes, we have. He would be justified. Yes, he would. But we got to make it more than a theory. Then our complaining will begin to go away. Our murmuring will get put it off. We'll replace it with some thanksgiving. Or with some words of praise. Hallelujah. Won't have to be pumped up. Or we'll just be spontaneous. Hallelujah. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Thank you, Lord. Well, Pastor Wright, how can a sinner like you preach like that? By the grace of God. Hallelujah. By the grace of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to read from 1 John. From 1 John. Hallelujah. That's a good question, isn't it? Praise the Lord. 1 John, I'm going to find it. Help me, Jesus. 3 John is what I'm looking for. Okay. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou prosper. I'm preaching the prosperity gospel according to the faith of Jesus Christ. I wish above all things that you might prosper and be in health, even as thy soul doth prosper. Hallelujah. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee.
Amen.
See? How about you testify the truth is in your brother?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And we can because the truth is in us. Don't deny that. Don't despise that. Hold tight to that. The truth is in you. Hallelujah. Don't despise the truth that's in you. Hallelujah. Love that truth that's in you. Then you won't be deceived. Hallelujah. It is God's commandment, you know. Be not deceived. That's God's commandment.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. All right, we said we were coming to the end, right? Praise the Lord. The end of all things is at hand. Hallelujah. Gird up the loins of your mind. Let's hope to the end. For the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. More grace. More grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. I'm excited. How is that? By the grace of God. Hallelujah. I need him. Yeah, the more I say it, the more I'm helped. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. All right. I see Timothy checking in now. That's good, Timothy. Be faithful. He does it all the time. I see. Sometime and sleep. She's not the only one. I go in Jesus' name. I ain't going to back up. I'm putting my hand to the plow. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Hallelujah. Because I have compassion. My aunt said, Pastor Rice, you have fallen asleep in the preacher. I said, yes. I know what I'm talking about. Yes, I do. And did ask me. Hopefully not to justify herself, but I gave her the right answer. I've fallen asleep in preaching. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Repentance is ongoing. Have to be. Does God repent? Well, yeah. Yeah. That's why we have Jesus Christ and his life and his death and his resurrection. Praise the Lord. We find it in Genesis 6, verse 7. God said, it repenteth me that I made them. That's us. And so he's working out his repentance, saving himself. Saving himself. Hallelujah. So there is a scripture, Acts chapter 2, save yourselves. Well, again, we have to put it in context. Save yourselves, Peter said, on the day of Pentecost from this untoward generation. Keep yourselves unspotted from the world. Same difference. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Thank you, Lord. Ain't God good? Oh, bless your name, Lord. So God is saving himself. Now, I never thought of it like that, but the more longer I live, the more I see it. And look at your brother. Look at me. If you understand, if you really believe that I'm working out my salvation, you won't get so offended. Amen. Of course, it does involve you. And you working out your salvation involves me. I know we'd like to get saved. Well, not with them other folk. Get them all away. God, here I am, me and you, save me. Well, if you want to be saved, you got to submit to him, and it's going to involve everybody. No, not to line up with your standard. No, to work out his will and his good pleasure in you. Thank you, Lord. So the word cuts in, cuts out, but it does not return void. God's word's not frustrated. You understand? His grace maybe, but not his word. Y'all listen to me now. not his word. We can stand on the word. We only frustrate his grace when we don't hold to his word. But his word's not frustrated. It will accomplish whatever he purposes to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right. We got in here. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, such things we say one about each other. Yeah, sometimes to the wrong. Well, we shouldn't say them to anybody, especially not to David. But we don't know. We don't know any better. Lord will have to help us. This won't prevent us, though. You understand? We'll just use it as a stepping stone. There's no weapon formed against us that will prosper. Hallelujah. But we should be careful about what we say. Absolutely. We should use some discretion. Put a bridle on that thing. Don't just let it go. No, I'm speaking out of the book. The Bible talks about bridling your tongue. That means keep it under control. Thank you, Lord. Of course, anger, that usually that gets that thing out of control. That's why we shouldn't, be long angry. There's not one that's not going to get angry. God gets angry. In fact, he's angry with the wicked every day. But his words are still gracious. There's still salvation in it. Marvelous loving kindness and tender mercies in it. Usually when we're angry, none of that stuff is there. Huh? Death and condemnation. Down with them. Huh? Praise the Lord. We would say, should speak that which is good for the use of edifying. That which ministers grace to the hearers. Glory, glory. We can't do it, but it costs us. And I understand that many times we're not malicious. We're just slowful and uncareful. So it comes out wrong. Yeah, we have to apply ourselves not to say the wrong thing. And we have to start in the heart. And acknowledge the truth when Holy Ghost say, this is in your heart. We can't keep calling him a liar. Not in prosper. You know, God wish that you prosper. I'm preaching the prosperity gospel. Huh? Yeah. God wants y'all to prosper. Absolutely. With eternal things. Enduring substances. Glory, glory. Now, there's nothing, the act in itself usually isn't wrong. Y'all understand that. But there are things that we just shouldn't do. Really? I mean, it's not a sin to go to the beach, but we shouldn't just go to the beach because we're going the wrong way. We don't have to. How about Sonic? Same thing. Well. Ain't God good? I always get in trouble. Praise the Lord. If you tell the truth, you will.
Amen.
Charlene said somebody told her the truth. She said, well, you know, but it's the way they told it. She told the truth, you know. That's the trouble we have with the truth. It's the way they tell us. So we should have to put that aside. Amen. And we have to look on the merit.
Yes, Lord.
Say, this is the truth. I sure don't like how they told me, but I'm going to put that aside. Amen. Then you're loving the truth.
Absolutely.
You're walking in the light. But if it's got to be the way you like it, pretty soon you're going to be deceived.
Amen.
And you're going to hear the lie and you're going to say, yeah, that's the way I like it. So right. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Give God the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, as much as I say we should be careful about what we're saying, well, what do you expect, Pastor Rice? Well, mostly that you'll keep doing it till God fix you. I can't fix you by my command. That's God could fix you by his command.
Glory.
Of course, he will if he's going to fix you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. But we haven't all come into the realm of esteeming the word of God more than our necessary food.
Amen.
Or finding the words and eating them and letting them be the joy and rejoicing of our heart. Huh? We can, but... In honesty, we would just say, well, that's where I want to get to be, Lord.
Amen.
I don't want to despise your word.
Amen.
Oh, one place Paul said, the more I love you, anybody can finish it out for me? Less I be loved. Wonder why that's in the book. You know, in the holy word of God, Paul must have been drunk or something that day, huh? Well, he had a bad day, I guess. Somebody didn't bring him dinner. Well, I like the way I do it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No, he's inspired of God. It's the truth. Of course, he was speaking in the person of Jesus Christ. You know, the more he loves us, and he loves us, the more we say, wherein hast thou loved me? There's this reproof involved and this correction. Now, I don't mind it, but, you know, I like it the way I like it. You know? I want you to rule over me, but do it like this. See? Oh, I'm preaching good. I'm preaching. If it don't do you any good, it does me some good. Yeah. I want you to do it, but do it like this. If we can figure out how to do it, then God would need somebody else to do it for us. Yeah, only our brother can do what needs to be done the way it needs to be done. Only our sister can do what needs to be done the way it needs to be done. That's why God has them. They can get it done. Woo! Glory, glory. You know, otherwise we just say, well, do it the way I like for it and never get done.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Gonna be all right, David. God is good. His mercy endures forever. Now, David said he's going to relate to me as a father. I'm going to whack him then. Going to take him to the woodpile. Glory, glory. I'm going to love him freely. Somebody say amen. Glory, glory. Woo. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, Brother Timothy, can you pray for us?
Oh, yeah, this is a frustrating grace. I don't want to do that, Lord. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And I do not frustrate the grace of God, for righteousness come by law, then Christ is dead in vain. And,
hallelujah.
Well, Heavenly Father, anytime we have this discourse, I'm always glad and thankful and rejoice that I'm not saved by the keeping of the law, because if I had to do that, Lord, I'd fail miserably. And so I thank you that we are saved by grace and through faith. And you expect better things of us. And I always say, Lord, not to be saved, because we are saved. And I always put in there your determination to save us. Because we're tough folks, Lord. And,
amen.
And as Pastor speaking, also thought about the wild grapes. And, oh, Lord, how much you've done for us. And still sometimes we bring forth the wild grapes. But I'm not discouraged, Lord. I believe that you are the author and the finish of our faith. You've begun this good work in us, Lord. It's a hard work, and you're the heart fixer, the heart changer. And so we need some deliverance. We need some grace, and this is available to us, oh God. I pray that we appropriate it and giving us another space to repent. And so much, so many blessings, Lord, daily loading us with benefits. And so certainly, Lord, we shouldn't complain. So deliver us from our complaint, Lord. And I know you are, Lord. I know that you're showing us, your goodness, leading us to this place of repentance. And even though we don't see it so much, I know it's working, Lord. You're building your church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So we see it by faith. So again, we heard the word. We received it by faith. Hopefully we'll obey by faith. Let's pass the rice, you labor to minister.
Thank you, Father.
Prophet sent
you,
to
Lord.
Let us know we're coming to lifetime. And so again, Lord, seeing that all these things shall be dissolved, I pray, Lord, that you would just help us. Help us to just order our conversation right. This thing is going to get intense. It intensifies every day, Lord. New precedents set every day. And so I pray, Lord, that we see these things happening, oh God, will cause us to move with fear and ask for wisdom and walk in it. Oh, Lord, keep us, Lord, in your will, in your way. Bless those listening as well and help us to be ready, Lord. Make us one. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Timothy, for praying for us. All right. Tomorrow, Lord willing, we'll process some onions, put them on the dryer, and we'll put them in jars. In preparation for that, we've got to have some jars nice and clean, and lids and rings, so someone may help in that area. There's always something for us to do. Aren't we blessed?
Yes.
Now, we can do it unto the Lord and profit or prosper. Or we can do it otherwise. But God would that we prosper. See, I'm preaching the prosperity gospel. God would that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. If we think health has nothing to do with the spirit, we are really misinformed. If we think the way we do our job has nothing to do with the condition of our heart, again, we're just misinformed. I know by myself, if I'm going to get it done right, then I have to get the right spirit. And I know that, so that's what I endeavor to do. We did the taters down there. Well, I didn't start off too good. I said, I got to get the right spirit. Well, once you get that, then it's all down here. I'm not asking y'all.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. And the reason some of us had a problem, we just won't get the right spirit. We're just stubborn. Got to do this. And, well, you know, it'd be better not to do it like that. God won't get any glory out of it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Speaking of frustration, the other day I was trying to put the cover on the log splitter, and I've done it so many more times than I can count. Seemed like I couldn't get it on there right. I didn't cuss, though, but I didn't quit. Rose said, just let me put it on there. I said, no, I'm going to do it. Oh, just let's put it on here this way. I said, no, I'm going to do it till I get it the right. I could have left, but I wouldn't have had any peace. Absolutely. I said, I got to work through this. And you got my heart right, got my spirit right. And lo and behold, I thank God for the exercise. Lord bless you, saints. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.